It's Wednesday night, so we take you now to Duffy's Tavern with our guest tonight, Luella Parsons, and starring Archie himself, Ed Gardner.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern, where the elite meet to eat. Archie, the manager, speaking. Duffy ain't here. Hello, Duffy. And guess who's coming down tonight? Luella Parsons, the newspaper dame. What corner is her newsstand on? Duffy, she ain't got no newsstand. She's a gossip mongress. Luella Parsons, yeah, she's in charge of all motion picture fraternizing. Is she important? Duffy, in Hollywood, when a guy sees his name in the obituary column, he won't even dare order a casket until Luella makes the news official. You know that old Chinese proverb, one picture is as good as 1,000 words? Well, with Luella, it's just the opposite. Any actor will tell you that with Luella, one word is good for 1,000 pictures. Yeah. Oh, sure, she can make or break a guy. You remember Anatole Lecce? You remember him, Duffy. Yeah, he used to drive around in a horse and wagon, peddling bananas, and then he went to Hollywood and became a producer. Well, one day Luella says to him, lovely weather, isn't it, Anatole? And he said, no. Would you believe it, Duffy? He was in here this morning selling bananas. On foot. Let's see now. I'll call you back. I'm busy, Duffy. It has been rumored...
What you doing, Miss Archie?
I'm writing some rumors about myself for Luella. It has been rumored that since Archie has wrote his new song...
So far, it's a pretty ugly rumor.
Quiet. Since Archie has wrote his new song, Hedy Lamarr can't wait for him to get back to Hollywood. That'll be a scoop for Luella.
Did a shovel go with it?
Well, who cares? People all over the country will read that item. You know, Luella's column hits lots of papers, Eddie.
Yeah, she's syndicated, ain't she?
Well, I wouldn't say that. Every time I've seen her, she's acted like a perfect lady. And believe me, when she starts writing about this song...
She ain't gonna write nothing about you.
Oh, no? I'm willing to bet $10 she does.
You ain't got $10.
That shows you how sure I am of winning. See, it'll be a romantic story, Eddie. A genius. Writing a hit song in a cobwebby beer parlor. It'll be like O. Henry. In fact, after this song comes out, they may name bars after me, too.
They don't... Yeah, if they don't close them behind you first.
Oh, yeah? Plenty of geniuses have started in even ignobler surroundings than this. May I refresh your memory with the names of Jack London and Mark Twain and Ethan Allen Poe?
I ain't never seen them in here.
Well, they're dead.
I bet they got a better reason than that.
Does there have to be a reason for everything?
What?
Oh, hello, Finnegan. I'll be the same.
Gesundheit.
Thank you.
Hey, look, I hear we got a dame from Hollywood coming down here.
Yeah.
Boy, you gotta hand it to them Hollywood dames, Josh.
What do you mean?
You might as well hand it to them. They'll get it anyway.
Hey, that's very funny, Finnegan.
I overheard Milton Berle's mother tell it in the delicatessen the other day.
Very good.
Yeah. Hey, look, Arch, who is this dame?
Well, it ain't a dame in a construed sense of the word, Finnegan. It happens to be a certain famous columnist named Parsons.
Oh, Drew Parsons?
No, Luella Parsons.
Oh, yes, I think I've had her read to me.
That's so. Well, I'm hoping that she'll put my name in her column.
She ain't gonna put your name in her column.
Why not?
She don't put nothing in about poor people. It's always the rich. Never a word about people being patable. It's always incompatible.
Finnegan, I'm afraid you've got the brains of an ant.
What's wrong with that? Ants build houses.
So what?
Well, you don't see people building them, do you? If you really wanted publicity, why didn't you hire me?
Why?
I'm an old-time publicity man myself.
Where did you ever do publicity?
Macy's. They had me in the window for 2 weeks.
What was you publicizing?
A new electric mousetrap they had.
An electric mousetrap?
Yeah, terrific, Arch. Grills your cheese and electrocutes your mouse at the same time. Believe me, it was great publicity.
It was, huh?
Yeah. Boy, what crowds that mouse used to attract.
Yeah, but yeah. Finnegan, wasn't you embarrassed with all of them people staring at you in the window? What did you do when you wanted to take a bath?
The problem never came up, Bud. As I say, I was only there for 2 weeks.
Well, it must have been a nice job. You meet a lot of charming mice that way.
Oh, yeah, some nice dames.
Yeah?
Yeah. There was two in the next window, in fact, wearing mink coats. I invited them over to my window for a little dance one day, but they never showed up.
Finnegan, they were dummies.
You said it, Arch. I'm a good dancer.
Finnegan, you live in an ivory tower, you know it? Solid ivory. Oh, yes, Miss Duffy.
Do you think Luella Parsons could get my new boyfriend into the movies?
Your new boyfriend? Who is he?
Carlos Gomez.
Who?
Carlos Gomez. You know him. This is Rappaport's little boy, Sam.
Oh, him. Yeah. What's he doing these days?
He's giving rumba lessons.
Sam?
Yeah, Carlos. That's how I ran into him. I went up to the dance studio to learn the rumba. And who do you think's in charge of the class?
Carlos.
Yeah, Sam. Boy, what a rumba dancer he is. And on account of him being in love with me, he's only charging me 25 cents a lesson.
He's in love with you and he takes your money, Miss Duffy. You mean to tell me you've fallen for a piccolo?
Well, Archie, that's the thing that's so sweet about him. It's not for himself that he takes the money. It's for his wife and 6 kids.
6 kids? All named Gomez?
No, Rappaport.
Well, look, Miss Duffy, I'm too busy to listen to this nonsense. I got to get Luella some more rumors about myself for the column. Now, let's see. What tall, handsome songwriter will probably make a fortune out of what song entitled Archie's Little Love Song? A fortune out of it. Could be. Hey, Eddie.
Yeah?
Whose picture is on the $1 million bill again?
What you got there, Mr. Archie?
I got me old scrapbook here, Eddie. I want Luella to know about some of me romances, and I'm digging out some souvenirs and momentum, you know? Here's a cute one here. A Valentine I got from Joan Crawford.
Let's see. Her name ain't on it.
No.
How you know it was from Joan Crawford?
Well, who else could it have been? I was nuts about her at the time. Boy, what memories. Here's another cute little thing, too, Eddie. A shamrock from Molly Pecan. And a mezuzah from Maureen O'Hara. Or was it the other way around?
Hey.
Huh?
What's that picture there?
That? Oh, that's really one of me treasured bolts from the blue past, Eddie. A picture of Betty Hutton when we was that way about each other.
What way?
Well, just read how she inscribed it.
Good luck, Betty Hutton.
Yep, she was sure nuts about me.
What's all this got to do with Luella Parsons?
Well, she'll know that the words to Archie's little love song wasn't wrote by no novice, Eddie. That they was wrote by a man who has lived, loved, suffered.
You don't have to see no mezuzah to figure that out. Who
going to sing this song to Miss Parsons tonight?
Well, we'll get Mary Mead to sing it. Hey, Mary.
Yes, Archie.
Mary, what song was you planning to sing here tonight?
A song by my favorite composer.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy McHugh.
What's the name of the song?
Exactly Like You.
McHugh, Like You. Well, at least the guy can rhyme. Go ahead and sing it, Mary.
I know why I've waited. Know why I've been blue. Prayed each night for someone exactly like you. Why should we spend money on a show or two? No one does those love scenes exactly like you. You make me feel so grand. I wanna hand the world to you. You seem to understand each foolish little dream I'm dreaming, scheme I'm scheming. Now I know why Mother taught me to be true. She met me for someone exactly like you. You make me feel so grand. I wanna hand the world to you. You seem to understand each foolish little dream I'm dreaming, scheme I'm scheming. Now I know why my mother, she taught me to be true. She meant me for someone like you. Exactly, exactly like you.
Great, Mary. Terrific. You know, you couldn't have sung it any better if I'd wrote it myself. Hey, wait a minute. Who's that peeping over the transom there, Eddie?
Where?
There. Oh, it's Luella Parsons. Well, Luella, I'm glad to see you. What brings you to the tavern?
I lost an election bet.
Hey, that's good. Ah, that old Hollywood humor.
What do you mean?
That repartee. You know, I love it. Like the time Monty Woolley says to me, he says, Archie, if they ever put a price on your head, take it. So quick as a flash, I come back and I say, drop dead, Whiskers. By the way, you can quote me on that if you want.
Well, my column is pretty crowded at the moment.
The column is crowded? Well, no hurry. You know, you'll probably have more room after this Artie Shore thing blows over. But speaking of Hollywood, Luella, how's the rest of me good friends out there? How's LB?
LB?
Yeah, Zanuck.
Oh, he's pretty good.
Oh, that's good. And how's Goldwyn?
Sam?
No, Carlos. Is he making any dough?
Well, Arch, everybody's making money in Hollywood these days.
Yeah, I hear in Hollywood even the trees got their palms stuck out. Quote me on that one, too. Boy, I'm gold mine here tonight, huh? Tell me something, Luella. Look, this is strictly on the IQ. Does Ingrid miss me?
Miss you? Well, I don't know. You see, I've never heard her mention you.
The silent suffering type. We was very close at one time, you know.
Oh, is that so?
Oh, sure. She used to drive me around the car all the time, up and down that street where all the nightclubs are.
You mean Sunset Strip?
Well, I didn't like to say it in front of a lady.
Archie, you know, I once wrote a book about you, but I didn't know it at the time.
What was it called?
The Gay Illiterate.
That's what I like about you, Luella. Your insults are so subtle.
Say, Archie.
Huh?
How about introducing me to Miss Parsons?
Oh, yes. Luella, this is Miss Duffy.
How do you do?
Likewise, I'm sure. Say, Miss Parsons, can you get my boyfriend into the movies? He's very handsome.
Well, Miss Duffy, a handsome man is no novelty in Hollywood.
Yeah?
Unfortunately, the town is full of good-looking young men.
Yeah?
In fact, I think I can safely say there are more handsome men in Hollywood than anywhere else in the world.
Well, in that case, forget my boyfriend. How about getting me a job out there?
Miss Duffy, please, get back to the cutting room, will you? Now, look, Luella, what was it you was saying about my new song?
Archie, have you written a song?
You dragged it out of me, didn't you? I wanted to keep it a secret. Here, you'll probably print it in that wonderful newspaper column of yours, which is read all over the world, and you'll probably broadcast it on your marvelous radio program, which is heard from coast to coast by millions of people. Why do I always leave the cat out of the bag like that?
Well, Archie, as long as you feel that way, I won't say a word about it.
You won't?
I promise.
You think that's fair to Mr. Hurst? maybe you ought to give it just a small headline.
No, Archie, a promise is a promise. Well, I have a special broadcast to do tonight, so I'll have to say goodbye.
Oh. Hey, wait a minute, Luella, watch out. You're going to trip over Moriarty there. Holy cat, are you hurt, Luella?
Oh, my ankle.
Your ankle, what did you do? Did you twist it?
Oh, how will I get to the broadcasting? Studio.
Forget the broadcasting studio. We'll have an engineer sent down here, and you can do your broadcast right here from the tavern.
But I haven't got a script.
You ain't got a script? I'll write you one.
You mean you're going to add insult to injury?
No, sir, Luella. I'll add insult to insult, and then nobody will know whether I wrote it or you wrote it. Are you all set to broadcast?
Archie, is this the script you wrote? I can't read it.
Well, suppose you stumble over a few big words. It'll sound like an ad lib. But it's too late to argue, Luella. You're due on the air. Look, 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Maddie, Fran Fred.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. North America and all the ships at sea.
Archie,
this is the way our Walter Winchell opens his program.
I know. That way we get your listeners and his, too. Go ahead, Luella. Read it.
This is Luella Parsons broadcasting to you from Duffy's Tavern. Exclusive number one. This reporter can't mention no name. But what Third Avenue chicken plucker and what well-known lady bookie have been carrying on a Candlestein romance? Exclusive number two, Gus Rockamoro, sign of the well-known Rockamoro family of Lower Third Avenue, recently presented his parents with a brand new front tire for their car. 2 days later, the tire was claimed by the owner. Gus asks his buddies to write.
And a girl, Luella, it's killing them.
And me too.
I told you. What? Go ahead.
Exclusive number three. Bessie Flugenheimer, who was voted Miss Flushing Meadows of 1946, has broken off with her latest heartthrob. Picard Hoffman, the famous magician. In an exclusive interview with the Hobo News, Bessie said that after the affair floundered on the rocks, when Hoffman's hand started getting quicker than her eye.
Luella?
Yes, Marvin?
Did you attend any interesting parties this week?
Oh, yes, Marvin. Oh, and the very gayest party of the week was held at Duffy's Tavern. It was a coming-out party for Machine Gun Van Smythe. Among the notables that attended was Second Story Jackson and the Missus, Crackpot O'Toole, Crudface Clifford, Dave May Fagan, Willie the Slob, One-Eyed Goldfarb, and his daughter Cyclops. And a host of others. Many old friendships were cemented. And the next day, the police started dragging the East River. Oh, for heaven's sakes, Archie. I just can't go on with this.
Well, Willie, you got to. You ain't done your guest of the week yet.
All right. I'm happy to present as my guest of the week that popular composer of Archie's little love song, 6'2" and Eyes of Blue, Archie. Archie, won't you tell me a little bit about your life?
Well, Luella, I was born to poverty-stricken but humble parents. Whom, without who, I might never have been.
Well, that's very interesting.
Yes, thank you. I guess from the start that music was to be me very reason for existing.
So that's what it was.
Yes. Yes, even as a child, music always excited me. I remember me father always used to say, Ma, let's have music to soothe this savage beast. Yeah, I heard music and everything, Luella. The crash, crash, crash of the ash can. The rat-tat-tat of the nightstick. The tom-tom-tom of the tomcat. I listened to them night and day. Even when I'd sneak a ride... when I'd sneak a ride on a trolley car, I'd always climb on the end nearest the bell. So, me parents, seeing how me mind worked, decided to send me to an observatory. Yes, it was there that I studied the glockenspiel under Zimbalist. You know, you are familiar with Zimbalist?
Sam?
No, Carlos. Well, anyway, to make a long story short, I finally wrote Archie's little love song.
How did that happen?
Well, Luella, that's a long story. You see, I,
Okay, then forget about it.
Not at all. I'll be glad to play it. Here, read this announcement.
You's lucky people will now hear Archie's little love song, played by Archie and sang by that famous radio duet, Clifton Finnegan and Miss Duffy. Better known as Jerk and Jail.
Thank you. Thank you.
If it's Sunday night and you're out with your fella and you try dynamite but you can't make a mella, just sing this tune and by Monday noon he'll be turned to jail
of. Archie's
love. That's the way to kill and kill. Archie's little love song.
A funny little white meaning I love you.
How it can says it.
Good compensation.
It's dropped by Cupid. That.
Don't think Archie's little love song.
And leave it to your heart apart.
Mean your liver.
Leave it to your heart
apart. Hello? Huh? Oh. Sorry.
Who was that?
The broadcasting company. They said when you hit that high note, it blew out every fuse in the network. I'm sorry, Luella, but look, confidentially, now that we're off the air, you'll print it in a column, won't you? What do you think about me song?
Well, all I can say, Archie, is it cured my ankle.
That's good.
Now I have just a little ringing in my head.
Archie,
time now to leave Duffy's Tavern for this evening, but let's meet here again at the same time next Wednesday when our guest will be the Metropolitan Opera star, Madame Lottie Lehman. Stay tuned in for Mr. District Attorney, which follows immediately over most of these stations.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.